would be easy to recite a typical toast, a run-of-the-mill toast, so to speak, to a daughter and a new son-in-law. But how do you deliver a special one? You know, when I was much younger, as a best man once, I thought I could wing it. After all, I thought, I am extremely talented, funny, charming, and glib on my feet. I blundered through most of it. So, in planning what to say for my daughter's upcoming reception and toast following her nuptials, I turned to the tried and true, the never-failing resource. That's right, the Internet. I'm sure it will have some wonderful do's and don'ts and maybe a tip for an exemplary toast. So, I look up do's and don'ts for a man writing a wedding toast for his daughter and my new son-in-law. First thing, it says, bottom line, keep your toast short, under 5 minutes. I guess running off the crowd of family, friends, and other well-wishers before the meal and festivities begin is a real possibility and something to avoid. Okay, noted. Be conversational. Focused on celebrating your daughter and welcoming her new spouse to your family. Okay, noted. Oh, here's one I would have overlooked. It's a good one, and I would have busted wide past it. Don't mention exes. I'm glad I read it because I was really going to step in it. No, of course not. I'm not that insensitive. Anyway, noted. Another don't says not to drone on and on about old memories without looking to the future. And don't try to be a professional stand-up comedian. Now, that one's really a good idea. No pressure. Don't stress about being funny. It makes a lot of sense. Besides, I was kind of worried about coming up with some one-liners that were sure to roll audience members in the aisle. Laughing, that is. Be concise. Okay, for once, this may be a problem. Concise, under 5 minutes. Not when it comes to my lovely and steady daughter. How do I get all the great stuff in about her? It says rambling will cause guests to lose focus. Little do they know, I tend to lose focus too and probably will after the first 10 or 15 minutes. As for the do's, it says focus on my daughter's character. Okay. Share one or two brief touching anecdotes from her childhood that connects to the wonderful woman she is today. Again, there's the problem of conciseness that in that area, but I'll check it off. Next is welcoming her spouse to the family. Okay, I can do that. Check. Now, here's a quite interesting point that's included under the do's. Do show your emotions. How about that? It says, it is perfectly okay and expected to tear up. Well, there's no doubt that's going to happen with this guy. My daughter and I have been taking dance lessons, preparing for our special dance, and when I hear the lines of the song we've picked out, I start quietly sobbing. And that's only during the lesson. I can't imagine what happens at the actual event. Okay, near the end, it says to be respectful. Okay, no problem there. Don't read a resume. Avoid listing my daughter's accomplishments like an interview. Check. And finally, don't get overly intoxicated. Stick to a one-drink limit. Now, I have to chuckle at that one. I can only imagine the disasters that breaking that rule has brought to marriages and toasts in the past. Okay. I'm going to sit down now and get started. I'll let you know how it turns out. Her marriage is in late July, and you know what? I'll get back to you. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.